Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pinky Woods. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pinky Woods. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. Metkovich moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Christopher Metkovich moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metkovich scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is hit by the pitch. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Lake reaches second base with a double. Tabor scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. McBride steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kell. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Garbark reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Garbark moves to third. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garbark scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing left field. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Woods. Bush moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to third. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Epps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Epps. The throw from Partee and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Partee bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to third. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estolella strikes out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lake. Epps moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Epps scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike Riba now pitching. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garbark bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Estilella moves to second. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. There goes McBride. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabor is walked intentionally. Doerr moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride scores. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.